We have a couple of more minutes with Alan Alda here on The Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell, I, Paula. I think it was Tom Johnson, who used to be the head of CNN. He was the first president of CNN, who I watched addressing a group of young professionals, and they all want to know how you succeed, and yada, yada. And he said, well, the first rule is pick the right spouse the first time, or the second time, said he.
Yeah,
picking the right spouse certainly has been a good one for you, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. This sounds sentimental, and maybe it is. I don't know, but it doesn't bother me. I have three birthdays that I think of as my birthdays. The one where I was actually born, and one where I got my life back in Chile when I nearly died. The third one was the day I got married to my wife, because that really changed my life more than anything that I've ever done, and her wisdom and her good humor and her really good nature have been very important to me in turning me into a person. You know, I mean, I think I would have been less. I think I would have been less of a person if I hadn't met her.
You also describe your relationships with your daughters and with your grandchildren in ways that pull things out of you. It isn't all you trying to stuff things into them. Not to make a pun on never stuff your dog, have your dog stuffed.
Yeah, those books, these two books really are companion pieces, because there's a little bit of each in the other. But one of the things I learned about being a father was to love the my daughters and not try to make them something that I wanted them to be.
You talk about your father as being controlling, and it seems
I experienced him as controlling. He was just anxious, I guess. You know, he was very anxious and wanted to make sure everything went right.
Well, he was also gone a lot, and have that relationship, you want to focus and drive the process forward and make up for the time.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought
of that. That's probably true.
I love the fact that you were able to bring things like being angry with your controlling father into your relationship with your manager that made its way onto the set in MASH. That 20 and the line back. Now you ask me? After 20 years, you ask me if it's okay?
I put my feet up on his desk for 20 years. This is my manager. And then after 20 years, I said to him, do you mind if I put my feet on your desk? He says, now you're asking me after 20 years? And then I wrote an episode of MASH for my father and me that played off of his controlling nature. And he was very good-natured about that and didn't mind it. He knew that the family joke was how controlling he was. So he played it to the hilt on the show and led to some very funny scenes.
We've been hanging out with poets more than is probable. And one of them said, oh, you're going to talk to Alan Alda. Tell him, make sure you tell him that his father was great in Guys and Dolls. Yes.
Oh, good.
I said, really? There is a longevity in this. It doesn't hurt to be in the family business, does it?
Yeah. No, that's right. Yeah. It's funny. I didn't imagine any other business I would go into, because I was standing watching my father on the stage from the time I was able to stand. And it's odd to think that there are other things I could have done. You know,
medicine not being among them.
I played a doctor on TV, and then
that's right.
Tell us,
I can't think of anything else.
Those connections really are quite beautiful. I think it's Schopenhauer who is quoted as saying, whether it's true or not, that you get to the end of your life and you can see in a straight line how you got there, but it's the other way around that's hard.
Yeah. Well, I think we do that all the time. We do something and then say, well, the reason I did that was. But or you look, the stock market goes crazy, and you say, well, the reason that happened was, so if you could figure it out after, why couldn't you predict it before? You know, I love it. A symbol of that, I think, is how scientists have figured out that you lift something, and after it's in motion, the part of the brain that makes the decision to do it lights up.
Oops.
Yeah.
That tells you who's in control.
That's right.
Well, this is, I think, you have this wonderful line, phrase that is moral ecology. which I love the concept. But and we as a certainly in the West are very front brain oriented. We think we're rational. Mm. And one of the joy of the arts is it brings emotion and serendipity and the ecology, the rich ecology that's everything else except what we're thinking about, the rational process. And, moral ecology is one piece of a broader ecology. We're these seething mass of experience.
Where'd you come up with that?
I made it up. I was writing a speech and I needed a snappy phrase. The funny thing is, I use the word moral and morality very little, but it came in handy in that talk as I was talking about how it's easy. It's a little easier if somebody says, do you mind throwing a little poison in the reservoir? Just a little. Nobody's going to get sick, and I'll give you $50 for it. What would you take to throw a little poison in the reservoir? You know, would you take 50, 1,000, millions with stock options? You know, and I talked about if everybody does it, then the moral ecology is threatened. But morality is a hard thing to talk about because everybody has their own standard. Mm-hmm. And you could have a really good fight about what's moral and what's not. In fact, we have it every day.
You could also have a very good conversation.
Yes, that's right. If only we could have a good conversation about it and try to get somewhere together, that would be really nice. That would be actually fun. Be much more fun than the wrestling matches that we watch on cable television.
This has been fun. We thank you.
Well, I really enjoyed talking with you.
It's been our pleasure.
Thank you.
Alan Alda is pretty much what one hopes he would be, engaging, intelligent, and thoughtful with a leavening of humility and humor. He has enriched his art and our lives. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.